Well, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer because it's a great, great day. Oh, Father, we honor you. We exalt your holy name. We bless you because you are wonderful. You are the great I am. You are our Lord. You are the master of our lives, and the master of this call. So, Lord, as we come before you, I thank you that this call is clear. It's uninterrupted. Thank you for the new family members. Thank you, Lord, for the mature family members that have been here. I say mature because we don't use the term old. You know how I am, Lord, about that. But, Father God, I thank you because we love you. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family and for Artist Life that brought many, many, many of us together. Thank you for our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Lord. Thank you for the family members of this call. So, Lord, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for loving us the way you do. And having said all of that, I say thank you for saving me in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I'm going to turn this call over to our host. I'm so glad that you joined us. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robbins. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. It's all yours, Minister Rebecca.
Thank you so much, and thank you for greeting us this morning with that beautiful tag, Faithful Friday, and starting our day with that powerful prayer. It's always a joy to hear your voice on this call. Hello, TMC family. I am Rebecca Thomas, listening along with you from cool Snellville, Georgia, and it is a Jesus joy to tell you about the Master's Call, founded over 7 years ago in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton, and our Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle. We stand on a scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that scripture says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website. That website is www.themasterscall.net. This is where every message has been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. And our theme for the year is God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if the Lord is leading you to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what Minister Robin so graciously did, or as a host, such as what I'm doing right now, or to share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request and or a praise report, you can email all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were knitted together through a God-ordained health and wellness company called Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 27 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, and we still feature the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. This is where the team of great artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today is Motivational Friday on that call as well. If you are having any issues with connecting to the call, we have a bridge number as well, and I'll have to get back to you with the bridge number. And now what we have been waiting for, our speaker on the line with us this morning is one of our very own sisters in Christ, our Minister Cynthia Cox. And Minister Cynthia Cox is Honorable Cynthia Cox, who entered the political world in 2006 as the 79th Assembly District Female State Committee member. In 2008, Cynthia Cox was elected as the 79th AD Female District Leader and has held her position as such for over 7 years. Minister Cynthia serves as DC 37 union member and a board member at a number of charities and business groups. As an active NACCP Bronx branch member and New York State chaplain, Minister Cynthia focuses on advocating for families within the 79th District on issues of social services and economic needs, with her goal of implementing self-efficiency. In addition to her advocacy positions, Minister Cynthia sings gospel at the AME Zion Church on the Hill and is the floor captain at Concourse Village, as well as an entrepreneur. Honorable Cox holds a certificate in Christian ministry from the New York Theological Seminary and is a graduate of the NYPD Citizens Police. Honorable Cox is known for her qualities of determination, perseverance, resiliency, and her work on her entrepreneurship program. Minister Cynthia, are you on the line with us this morning?
Yes, I am, Ms. Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Please take it away.
Good morning, and happy Friday, TMC family and guests. Thank you for joining us this morning. Thank you, Ms. Robin, for that tag, Faith Friday. We have faith here. Thank you for opening us up in prayer also. Thank you, Minister Rebecca, for that beautiful introduction. Sometimes I hear that. I say, are they really talking about me? Yes, I am on the move doing a lot of things, and I thank God for that, because without God, I wouldn't be doing any of these things. And we always say God gives us the health and strength to go forward. So we also want to give thanks to the two awesome women that I love so much for 7 years of the TMC Call Plus. Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Also, we will give thanks to the Diaz de Leon fam for sharing this artist life with each and every one that knit us all together, which is a beautiful thing. So we just giving thanks. This morning, I thank God for waking me. So let me just say this morning, I want to share with you how to keep growing to become a Christian. How do people keep going to become a Christian? So, you know, you have to work on that every day, not sometimes. You know, like when we're in the artist business, we often on the products. You got to be on God's. You have to be doing being a Christian. You got to do that every day. That's constantly. That's not an often on situation. So I'm just so thankful this morning for allowing you to just to come to you for a few minutes, because, you know, I just so many things happen in my life, and it's so fast and so quick. And being in New York, this is on the move state. You have to be on the move, and then you can't forget God, because he's first before we step outside. And, you know, some things are happening here, but we just have to stay focused on God. Let us pray. Dear Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning to open our eyes and see another day. Father, we pray in our perfect peace. We thank you. We thank everyone for taking the time out to get on this call. We love you, Lord. We adore you, and we thank you for everything you have done. In Jesus' name, we pray. I'm just, like I said, let me come to you a few minutes. How to keep on growing to become a Christian. I was reading the last couple of days ago, and, you know, you don't, sometimes things change in a span of a minute here, and you got to be ready. You have to be ready when you walk outside. I said that when I come outside, I'm on stage. I have to be ready because, you know, so many people are watching us and everything. And just like we do when the artist has been, they're watching you. Are you still doing the business? Absolutely, because people are still getting sick. So I'm so grateful to be that light to someone. Reading from Philippians 3:13-14 said, no, Dear brothers and sisters, I am still not all I should be, but I am focusing on all the energy, the one thing, to forget the past, look forward to what is lies ahead. I should strain to reach the end of the race and receive the prizes for which God, through Christ Jesus, is calling us to heaven. So again, I said how to grow to become a Christian in Jesus' name. Lord, I just want to come to you a few minutes. Become a Christian is only the beginning of a wonderful new life. God rarely takes people to heaven on the moment they become a Christian. He has to work through you. He has to feel that you are really brave to work his kingdom. Sometimes I just say to people, they say, why are you, I guess, serving the community and not getting paid? I said, it's a mission from God. I can't, it's nothing I can do. I just have to be that light to be, because people watch you. As I say, they watch you closely, because I found it out when I ran for the position as a state committee for the first time. And I said, no one knows me. My friends said, yes, everyone knows you. No, no one knows me. But when I did run, I did get over 2,000 votes. I said, I guess they do know me. It was just a blessing that you don't think people are watching. Being born again is like catching out an egg long before you before the birth, even before you're conceived. God has you in mind. You understand? He has you in mind. All along, God has a distinguished purpose for you to fulfill on this earth and eternity. But you will never find fulfillment in the wonderful purpose unless you grow as a Christian. Amen. As you grow as a Christian, we have things that's coming at us every day. We have to be able to move forward. Simply being a hatch is not enough. You need to fly. Amen. You need to fly. I can't, you know, I'm thinking about what we had this past weekend, well, the week with ending the month ending, and everything I think was about to end, and then, you know, it gets you all geared up to keep it moving, because you want to get you want to hit your position. And I share to everyone, we start out this month again. Please start 30 days. 30 days, only 30 days to get to the coordinator, president. But if you work it, it works for you. Let me see. I was just reading also a philosopher, Serene says, told us a story about a flock of barnyard geese in Denmark. Every Sunday, the geese would gather in the barnyard near the feeding trough. One of their number was a preaching geese. That was funny. A preaching goose would struggle up onto the top of the rail of the fence and would extract the geese about a glorious of gooseness. He would tell them how wonderful they was to be a goose rather than a chicken or a turkey. He would remind them of their abilities, of the greatness and the heritage of them, and then they would marvel at the possibility of the future. Could we identify with that? If we understand, I'm so proud to get my the book from artists. They had given us the drop, I think three sizes in the book, and the picture with us in there with the car bonus. I mean, if that's not a good promotion or a share with people, that is awesome. So I began to use that a lot. Matter of fact, I went and Xeroxed it so I can send it out to some people so that they know what we have is real here. It is really real. Occasionally, when we are preaching of a flock of wild geese winging their way to sunny France, will fly overhead in a marvelous V formation. Thousands of fleet in the air. When that happened, all the geese were excited and looked to say to one another, there's no, that's what we really call are. We are. Not, we are distinguished, spending our lives in a distinguished barnyard. Do we understand standing in the barnyard, some of us not getting up doing our work as artists have shared with us an opportunity that we can't deny? Every time someone is coming to me with new ideas, new ventures and things of that nature, I said, I love artists. I can't seem to find myself to do anything else because, you're finding so many people are so sick. And a gentleman talked to me yesterday. He says, I'm sick. I said, your body's not at ease. It's disease, so you have to start detoxing. He said, what do I have to do? So, you know, that was open for me. I was just so proud because all you have to do is, Dr. Vanessa Weathersley, open your mouth. Open your mouth and share. Our destiny is to fly. Our destiny is to fly in artists. If we do what artists have shared with us, we can make it. We can do a lot of things. We can help a lot of people. This is worldwide, so which is so beautiful. I shared with, I texted this morning out to call. I said, you guys need to get on the call so we can understand what we have here and just take it seriously. But then the wild geese will disappear from the sight and their honking ego across the horizon. The barnyard geese would look around and their comfort surrounding sight is returned to the mud, filth, and the barn. They didn't even fly. Do you know anybody like that? Could you say that's a comparison of our business out to? They haven't even got out of the mud. They still don't want to understand. And all I can say to everyone, it's only 30 days. Look at your back office. Look at your, share with others. Sadly, there is a number of people in the kingdom of God who remain in the barnyard rather than spreading their wings and learning to fly. It's all about us sharing. It's all of us about helping one. God has a purpose for you, me. He has a purpose for us. Salvation in a higher sense. And the process of becoming who you really are, God mind. Conversation. Being born again is an event. It only happens only once. Amen? It only happens once. It is the experience of moving from darkness to light. From death to life. Salvation, on the other hand, is a process of, it becomes a conversation and continues until you are fully transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. You got to move forward. You got to move forward quickly. There's a thing that will keep us from the barnyard in infants. Christians, it's a Christian life. When you are higher purpose of those growing to fly naturally, it may be unwilling to fly and risk a failure. Now that I am a Christian, you might say, I know I am going to heaven. Why? Do more. Other, you know, I think about as I listen on this call for years, I've been in the business 8 years. The call started 7 years ago. I was always here just listening to Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK. It warmed my heart. So when I started to go to New York Theological, then I said, why am I here? But God already knew that's where he wanted me to be. And I thank God every day, and I keep smiling. How did it happen? Because God makes no mess out. We make a mess out of ourselves. He already got, like, he already has our life. We're here for a purpose. We have to go out and share something to somebody, give somebody some, give people some health, life, and put into action. God save work for your life. Obey God with deepness. God is working in you, giving you a desire to obey him, the power to do what is pleasing to him. If you go to Philippians 2:12-13, you can read that. He's not always about entering into the kingdom of God by good work. Remember, we read early, not to work away into the goodness and grace of God. No, Paul was talking about the process of salvation. Hereby, you grow in grace and are conformed into the image of God, Jesus Christ. So we must stay focused. We must understand because he gave us tests. I just want to say my brother had a test July, but God is good. He last week he called me to tell me the good news. Sometimes you don't want to hear things, but God has sometimes put things on it for you to come closer to him so you can understand who he is, how powerful he is. You got to know him. You got to know him for yourself. No one can do this but you. You can only one can move to understand what God has for us. I thank him every day. I thank him for all he has done for me because when I came to New York from North Carolina, I had no idea I would be where I'm at today. Not a fat chance. I had no idea I would be in the world I'm in, the political arena, in the ministry. No, I didn't have that. I didn't know, but God already knew. I'm here for a reason. So I want to be able to say, you know, I look at my nephews and nieces, you guys got to do the right thing. You got to understand, he say that growing in Christ, Christians, demands a cooperation with God. In fact, that it's a work. Then God who works in you through his Holy Spirit will make things happen. You can't happen by yourself. It happened with God. It's the only one going to be able to do things for you because I learned that myself. I went to church when I grew up in North Carolina. I grew up with my grandmother and my grandfather, and they were church-going people. And so we had no other choice but to go to church. We weren't going to stay out. Some people right now, the children are doing what they want. Oh, no, we can do that in my house. And grandma and them was very strict. You had to go to church. And I thank God for that hurt. She's not here, but every time I thank both of them for guiding us and took us towards the church because we need God more than ever now. Every time I look at that TV, when I turn it on, you make you breathe in and breathe out. You have to stay focused. You have to be with him because this only one's going to take us through this trying time. But as we say, like I shared with everyone, voters are very important. That's our power. But if we don't vote, we lose the power. I'm focusing my energy on things that's forgetting the past and looking forward to the future. Because, like I said, Grandma was very strict. She did not have you could not stay in her home without going to church. One time, me and my sister decided we were going to hang out. Grandma put us outside on the porch. She said, you will not be in my house. You're not going to church. And so from that day, it put us, you know how to put something in your head that, you know what? I will not miss church. And sometimes I go to different functions on Sundays. I have to go to a church before I go into the streets. There's just something in me. I have to go to church. It's just if you miss church, something you have a void. You have emptiness inside. So I plead to everyone, you take time out in the morning to give God the praise. In the daytime, anytime, just stay focused. You got to go. Go to God in prayer daily. John 15:7 says, read God's word daily. Obey God. Mamas and John 14:21. Wisdom for Christians by your own life and your own word. T means to trust God in every detail of your life. That's 1 Peter 5:7. H means the Holy Spirit allows you to control your empower your daily life. Galatians 5:6, 6-17, and Acts 1-8. You can read it another time. Just give me some things to go out there and say that's how we said how to keep growing, become a Christian in your life, to stay focused on what we have. We give God the praise. I thank God every day. Without him, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Without him, without my grandmother and their guidance, I wouldn't have these. They gave us some tools to that you're gonna abide by. They wasn't like you're gonna do what you want here. So I grow daily in God. There's so many things going on, but I take time out for our Lord and Jesus Christ. How to keep going, become a Christian? You have to stay focused. You have to be on you in the morning times. You take time out. God hears you. He sees you. You have to understand you can't hide nothing. You can't, because when you come outside, people tell you a Christian. They can feel you. They can see you. They see in you. Going to prayer daily is important. It's a simple talk with God. Listen while God talks. It's most basic experience in our faith. It is a breathing in our spiritual life, and it's our lifetime in God. Because I went to meditation. And they say, take time out, just stop. And just praise God. And as I said to one of my friends, I was kind of, you know, getting upset. But then I started to say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somehow that just calmed me down. So we cried to help in the time of need. And we have to give God the praise all the time, every day. But growing in God is so important. How to keep growing and become a Christian. In Jesus' name we pray. Back to you, Minister Rebecca.
Thank you, Minister Cynthia, for that encouraging word reminding us that God had us in mind from even before we were born. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Also, family, today is Friday, so we will be continuing with part two of our call where we get to share your prayer requests and your praise report. And one of our co-founders, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be facilitating this second part, and you will hear her voice right after the benediction. We are also lifting up all prayer requests to the throne room and praying in agreement for God's purpose to our goals and dreams. TMC family, join me as we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we thank you. Lord, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have made, Lord. And we are just rejoicing and are so glad in it. Lord, you told us to enter into your gate with thanksgiving in our heart and into your courts with praise, Lord. And that's what we are doing. We praise you, Lord, for giving us this call and for our wonderful speaker, Minister Cynthia Cox, Lord, continue to bless her and to overflow and to pour back virtue, Lord, as she poured out into us, Lord. And thank you for doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine, Lord. Thank you for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and for Artist Life. Thank you for blessing them, Lord, and refreshing them. And giving them your full blessings, Lord, adding no sorrow to it, Lord. Lord, we're lifting up also our artists, family members who are going through any kind of trials in sickness, in any kind of thing, Lord, any bereavement or just anything, Lord, to their body, spirit, soul, Lord. And we just call them covered and we call them healed, Lord, and we thank you for the wonderful testimonies that you are preparing that for your glory, Lord. And we just thank you that we can trust you, Lord, and that you are faithful, Lord. And you are just giving them every single thing that they need, Lord, in this season. Lord, we also thank you for our TMC family. Thank you for strengthening them, Lord. Thank you for your body of Christ, Lord, here in Artist. And we love you, and we are just giving you glory, Lord, and we pray that your kingdom come. And your will is done here on this earth as you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. To hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call our playback number at 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-pound. The new morning motivational call is next. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN number is 294-617-POUND. Also, the bridge number is 716-293-9707, and that is if you are having any issues connecting with the call. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Cynthia, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Yes, thank you. Thank you, Minister Rebecca. I pray that God of peace will give you every good thing you need so you can do what is wanted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We'll now go into our part two. Hi, this is Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much, Ms. Rebecca, for hosting our call today. And again, thank you to Minister Robin for greeting and seating everyone as they came on the line today. And Minister Cynthia, thank you for that word of God. Always see that smile through the phone and just encouraging our hearts to go on with God. Well, you all know this is on each and every Friday. We have our part two to our call where we take your prayer requests and praise reports. You notice every day of the week, Monday through Friday, we do, after the speaker speaks, take time to pray over those prayer requests. So this is the time they were asking you to hit star 6, and it'll bring you into the queue. Excuse my voice, I have a head cold. Taking all these products, hopefully with some rest, will sound and feel a lot better. But if you would hit star 6, then 1, it'll bring you into the queue, and we'll be more than happy to take your prayer requests and your praise reports. This is your time, and we have thanked so many of you all for the first praise report. Is we just thank God for an awesome, awesome month. And the week celebration and the day celebration of our call of 7 years. We're so grateful to God for each and every one of you who have been so supportive of this call. I always am thanking our prayer warriors who give of themselves each and every day tirelessly to come on and greet and announce and minister. And we're always open to any of you who, if you feel there's a word from the Lord on your heart, if you'd like to be part of our team to greet or to host, we are an equal opportunity lender and would be more than happy to have any of you all do work for the kingdom. This call is to undergird in prayer, birth in prayer, the will of God for Artist Life, and that's been an honor and an assignment for these last 7 years. So I want to again thank you all, and that's my praise report, because we were just thrilled how well everything went off and the powerful word that went forth, just giving God all the praise. We obviously need to be praying this morning. We have had quite a few tragedies. New York, we're still praying for that recent event with the bicyclists who were injured and some killed, I think 8. And just pray for the city of New York again, addressing that, as we've never stopped praying for those affected in Las Vegas and from the hurricanes and just those that are just in a place of hardship right now. We want to be those midwives in prayer to birth the quick recovery and the will of God in prayer. So we want to definitely keep them in prayer. Our president leaves today to do an international trip to Asia and other parts of the world. We are commanded in 2 Timothy 2 to pray for those who have authority and leadership over us. We're praying for our president, for this trip, for his wisdom, to be surrounded with godly counsel. We're just praying for God's kingdom come, God's will be done in every area. We know our praise report, have to shout it out a little bit, is with all that Houston has gone through. We're just excited about the Houston Astros and that parade today, that a spirit of even a greater spirit of unity and joy will come upon the people as we rejoice in God using that tool to unite and bring a time of rejoicing to this area. Is there anybody else? If you want to hit star 6, then 1. We're continuing to lift up Kendra Carter in prayer. We heard from her daughter recently, and we know we just need to keep her in prayer, that she isn't able to talk much now, but God is still Jehovah Rapha healing Jesus, so we're going to continue to pray. We definitely are lifting up our own minister, Ada Grace, as she is a victor with her health challenges. And she begins her week walk this week to keep her lifted up in our prayers and just continue to speak the healing virtue of God, the peace of God for her, her family, artist family, as she walks through this challenge, which is already won in the sight of God. And that's the confession that we have. All right, we'll know what's coming to the queue. We won't belong it. Again, last time, if you want to hit *6 and then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue, we'll be more than honored to lift you up in prayer or hear your prayer request of whatever is on your heart. All righty, well, let's go to in prayer. On this fateful Friday, God, you have been so faithful, and we thank you for your mercies that are new every morning. We thank you for your grace that you extend to us. Even often when we deserve your justice, you give us your grace. We thank you, Father, for having a mind to want to get on this call, to press to a place where your presence prevails. And we ask you now, as we come boldly, as your word told us in Hebrews 4, into your throne room, we are seeking your mind, God. We want the mind of Christ. We are seeking your heart, that we operate with the compassion of Christ. We are seeking your strength to be your feet and to bring about the good news of the gospel everywhere we go. Father God, we want to just thank you for what you've done in our lives. We thank you for such a blessed, awesome time of celebration of 7 years. Father, we know we could not have made that journey without you, and we look forward to even 70-plus more long after each and every one of us have gone. This call, glorifying, edifying, lifting you up, will continue. We just thank you for every listener on the line. Father, you know their needs, their desires, their goals, and for the spoken and unspoken prayer requests. Father, we ask for your divine intervention. We thank you for your faithfulness. This is November. Many of us didn't know how we'd make it this far, but it's by your grace and your mercy. And we continue to decree to the heavens in 2017 by that faith, that confident expectation in you. You're manifesting our goals and our dreams. Father, we thank you on this day, this faithful Friday. We lift up the Artist Life family, name by name, person by person. We thank you for Papa and Mother Armenia 28 years ago, just believing in the vision you have given them. And through the ups and downs, the hills and the valleys, they've been persistent and consistent, good stewards of the vision you gave them. And as the baton has been passed to Alejandre and Elvia, we lift them up in prayer. We undergird them with your word that in this new season that they will even do, through you, Father God, greater works. And as we, the Master's Call family, pray for them and speak words of strength and wisdom and success and unity in the spirit, that the vision and the mantras of this company, that we are built on faith. Father God, we thank you that you touch Papa Antonio's heart to understand that it all begins with faith in you, and that we are a family that's connected at the hip and yoked together at the heart, that we care and pray one for another, that creates as a living epistle the lifestyle that draws others to you first, Father God, and to what this company offers. And then fourthly, Father, we are developing that legacy for our children's 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 children to walk and to live in optimum health and wealth for your glory and our good. And Father, we just thank you that you've commanded us in your word to pray for those who have authority over us. Father, we pray for our president. We pray for our Congress, our Senate, the House, the Supreme Court, every governor, every mayor, every city councilman, every school board, every teacher, every parent in our circle of authority and leadership. And as we pray and lift up Donald Trump in prayer, Father, we know it's not about our personal opinions or feelings. It's about you downloading into his spirit the compassion of Christ. Now, we ask for traveling mercies as he heads to Asia and this trip that he's going on, that you be glorified. And, Father, we pray that what is not like you, what is not lining up with you, that you remove it out of his life, out of his heart, out of his conversation. There are so many forces and spirits that have been released that we know are not like you over America. We don't just complain, we pray. We use our authority as believers to speak your word, that your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And it's more than two people on this line. You told us in your word in Matthew 18:18, whatsoever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatsoever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. So we come together, lock in agreement, and we speak that this is a God-fearing nation, that God, you alone, Jesus, our Lord. And we curse the darkness, all these spirits of anger and racism and sexism and just prejudice, and the spirits that would even want to abort living children, and the lifestyles of homosexuality and any kind that we know are not God. Father, we hate the sin. We love your people, for all belong to you. But we speak boldly against it. And these tentacles of evil that have come into this country, we sever it at the root. Father, let believers who know you, who call on your name, remember what you said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray. So we're choosing today, again, not to criticize, not to critique, but to pray the word, and knowing that your word will not return void. Father, for the inconsistencies that we have done in our lives individually and corporately that have allowed spirits to penetrate that are not of you, we put an axe to the root. We curse and cancel every demonic spirit, every hex, every curse, every spell, every generational curse, familiar spirits that are not of you. Father, we have done things as the Halloween celebration. We have done things, Father, in justifying lifestyles that don't line up with your word. We have done things, Father, of being unfair with women and sexism and racism. I thank you. Exposure is disclosure. And as we continue to pray that you expose and you judge your truth, you told us in Ephesians 4:15 to speak the truth in love. And as we speak your truth, you do all the rest. We don't condemn. We ask the Holy Spirit, according to Romans 8, to convict the hearts of those who are living lifestyles, who are having belief systems, who are proclaiming things that do not line up with your word. Now, Father, according to 2 Corinthians 4, you said in that 3rd and 4th verse to pray, to pull the blinders off of their eyes so they can see truth. And then when they see the truth, submit and be obedient to your truth. Now, Father, as intercessors, as those, as Ezekiel told us, to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, we pray, we birth in your will in this land. We birth in your heart in this land. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And Father, we pray also for those who have health challenges among us. We send the word of healing to Jehovah Rapha, to Kendra. We speak to every cell, every muscle, every tissue in her brain and all throughout her body. We call her the healed and the whole. Give her a Holy Ghost blood transfusion today, Father God. We ask you to intervene, give peace to her daughter, to her mother at this time right now. Comfort them as only you can do. And now, Daddy God, we ask you for our dear Minister Ada to be in her body, to transfuse in her cells and organs and tissue and every trespassing infirmity. You must go now in the name of Jesus. Father, let her feel the prayers of her Master's Call family, of her Artist Life family, as we lift her up in prayer. And even this week, as she begins her treatments, we just thank you, Father, that you are with her. We just speak that you guide everyone who touches her, everyone in the medical field who may do what they know to do. Let you be the one leading, guiding their thoughts. And, Father, give peace to Doug, her husband, who loves her so dearly. We ask for that shalom peace to flood his spirit. We've declared her already healed and whole. By your stripes, Minister Ada is healed. And I just thank you that we just send the joy of the Lord her way. We send the supernatural peace that surpasses all of her understanding her way. We send the strength of God to comfort her, to keep her. Now, I thank you for all those spoken prayer requests and the unspoken prayer requests. You know, Father, you know all of our heart's desire. As we line up with your word, as we speak and decree your word, I thank you for the breakthrough. You're still a healing Jesus. You're still a God that makes a way out of no way. You still are a peacemaker in the midst of trouble and drama. You still are Jehovah Nissi, who brings victory in the midst of what looks like ultimate defeat. I thank you, Father, for your hand upon our lives individually and corporately. And that in these tumultuous times, we don't get emotional. We stay spiritually focused, faithful, and firm to your word, and only say what your word says about us. That we are overcomers. You told us in Revelation 12:11 that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. The blood of Jesus we apply to the doorpost of our hearts. The blood of Jesus we apply to the doorpost of our home. The blood of Jesus we apply to the doorpost of this company. What can wash away our sins today as we pray? We know nothing but the blood of Jesus. So we thank you for this platform, this place of the Master's Call, where we bombard heaven with your word, wrapped in the anointing of God, hurled through the heavens with an accuracy, a pog of faith that hits the mark. We have no doubt that these prayers have been heard and answered, and we don't wait till the battle's over. We are shouting now our Jehovah Nissi victory in you. So, Father God, we thank you for what you've done. We are excited about what you're doing. And with a spirit of expectation and anticipation, we look forward to what you're going to do. First in us, then through us. And we are your yielded vessels today, God. Have your way, Spirit of the living God, inside of us. We are your ministers in the marketplace. As we leave this call, but never your presence, we thank you that you are ordering our steps. For in Psalms 37, you promise that the steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. And even when we fall, we are not utterly cast down, because you, Lord God, uphold us with your hand. So in our going in and our coming out today, we stay faithfully focused and firm in our commitment and in our conversation to only say what you say about us, that we are your overcomers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out. Have an absolutely awesome anointed, assigned, blessed weekend in him. Be blessed. Bye-bye.